Martha.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I tried calling you on my cell, but they said the lines are busy, so I tried the landline, and I got through on the landline.
It a lot of rain in the area now?
No, it's crystal clear.
Hmm.
I tried two or three times on the cell, and I couldn't get through. I'm using landline. So the others may be having trouble getting in.
We'll keep going for a few more minutes. Right now,
Okay.
you're the only one. But I don't ever seem to have a problem with getting through on the cell phone. So
Let me try one more.
sometimes it'll drop off.
Well, I dialed it. I went to the my contacts and dialed it by that through the contact section of the phone, and then I also just went to the recent calls on my phone, and I did both ways on the phone, and it keeps saying. In fact, I'll try again.
All subjects are busy now. Please try your call later.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I've had that a few times, and it cleared up, two or three times later. But it's an indication of a problem in the area
Right.
that you're in. It's not,
Hmm.
the system is working, but the area may not be.
Right.
But it'll if you call their corporate headquarters, or if I do, then they'll check into what the problem is and get it fixed that much faster.
Well, let's see if anybody else is can get in. You usually have what, Hannah and Brandy come on, right?
Well, Hannah only if she's not taking care of Tony, and since we didn't know
Right.
what happened last night,
Right.
she could be have been up all night with him.
Right.
If they admitted him to the hospital, she stayed there, so.
Right.
And with respect to Brandy, it's she usually does come, but not always. You want to use that other phone, see if you can call Brandy?
Let's see if I got
I only
another.
have the one phone, so I'm not able to.
Let's see if I have her telephone number. I'm not sure. Brandy Reed, right? What's her last name? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Johnson.
Yeah, I think
Okay.
that's it.
Johnson. Not Johnson. Okay, let's look. I don't know if I have a telephone number. That's terrible. Yeah, Brandy Johnson, I got it.
Say it again.
No. I can send her a text, I think, but I don't have her telephone number, I just have her address. No.
To send her a text, you'd have to have the phone number.
Right, I don't have the phone number, so I can't send a text. Don't have an email address either. So I'm going to have to get that from her.
Yeah. Generally, all of you go through HANA, so.
Yeah, I usually just go through HANA, and or we all conference in or something, that kind of
right.
thing. No, I don't have that. Sorry.
Not a problem. It's about 10 minutes now. Another minute, it'll be 10 minutes. So let's take it to 15. Maybe she will come on.
Okay.
If you don't mind waiting.
She's kind of, no, I don't mind. She's about probably 15 minutes from where I'm at in Texas. I'm at work.
Brandela.
There she is.
Good morning. Are your ears burning?
No. No. What are y'all talking about me?
So we're trying. I have your. Go ahead, Kana. Go ahead.
We were talking about you, not in the sense of talking about you, but in the sense of wondering if you were going to come.
Oh, I tried to get on, but the line was busy. So,
yes. Martha had the same problem.
So then I went to the psalm section and looked up the psalm and got it ready. And tried again, and I got in.
Right. And
hey, Brandy.
Martha.
Hey, Malcolm.
Good morning. Hey, I was looking for your telephone number. I have your mailing address, but I don't have your telephone number. Do you want to give me that?
And
it's okay if you don't.
She'll give it to you on here, but not on the phone, because we're being recorded.
That's right. Okay. We're recording.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll look up in our school notebook, our Hebrew
mm-hmm.
notebook, and I'll call
right.
you on your number and give it to you.
That's right. I do have your number there. Okay. All right.
Okay. But I'll
okay,
call you when we get off the conference call.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to begin. Today's class, as we all know, is for the Psalms studies. And we're rapidly approaching the year of where we started, which was the Shovavim period, but that's a couple of months away still. Today's class can be found on the Unique Astrological Times link.
Welcome to the conference call, a service of www.freeconference.com.
We're hearing that.
Right. I'm trying to get you.
That happens when your cell phone is right near another phone. So I've had that experience as well.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. The Unique Astrological Times link is underneath the two pictures at the top of the Yeshem webpage. And when that link opens up, scroll down about 3 inches to a period for the preparation for the period of Shovavim. And our landing page today will be two of them. One is titled the Psalms Landing Page, and the link below that is material for a Tanit Dibur. And we'll start with the Psalms landing page after I say Elishay Nihud. In both cases, the two links, you need to scroll down to Tehillim 41, to Psalm 41. Elishay Nihud could Shabbari Hu Ishkin Tehbi Tilu Urkinu Utilu Utilu Urkinu. They Yahya, Lashem, Yidhe, Bavate, the Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Laihino Amadunai Eloheinu, Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu, Kanane Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu, Kananehu. Tehillim 41 is the third of the 10 Psalms of the Tikkun Kelali, which is taught by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. As an aside, the first time he talked about what is the tikkun for sexual inappropriateness, primarily wasting seed, but it's all forms of sexuality. And it's actually a tikkun for any mistake. It's called the general tikkun. The first time he started to talk about it, he only said there were 10 psalms, and you could say any of the 10 psalms. Any psalms would be the 10. And what he was thinking of, what he was accepting, was the certainty that Hashem, in his mercy, would apply someone saying 10 psalms to be a tikkun for something they had done wrong. Later on, a number of months later, he specified exactly these 10 psalms that we have been going through. And there is a link on the Unique Astrological Times just below it, just below where we pick these two handouts, where the third one has only the English translations of the 10 Psalms, but it's a place to get all 10, if that's what you're interested in doing. The Kavanah is a psalm. This psalm teaches many good character traits and inspires one to be thoughtful and conscientious in giving charity. Knowing to give to, knowing to whom to give first. Fortunate is he who is thoughtful of the sick one, providing him with his needs. The first word is Olam Natzeach, which is the pruning word. And it's important to study the different first words of the various psalms written in the introduction section of the Yearning for Redemption PDF file, which is one of the ones we've opened up today. There are 14 verses in Psalm 41. 14 is the gematria, the Hebrew word yad, yud dalet, which is translated as hand. And also the name David has a gematria of 14, David. King David is a chariot for the Malchut Sephirah. Thus, the number 14 connects to manifestation through its connection to Malchut. We will now transfer to the Yearning for Redemption PDF, and I would say scroll down to about 50% of the page to get to Tehillim 41. Verse 1. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Lam Natzeach, dedicated to the one who grants victory over Israel's enemies. Mizmor LeDavid, a cutting psalm by David. The second verse. Ashrem maskil el dal Yaltehu Hashem. Happy is he who cares for the poor and the sick. On the day of his misfortune, Hashem will surely save him. That verse is essentially saying that doing good deeds builds a storage space of light. That storage space is what is stored in the Sefirah of Bina, which is known as the energy store. So that when one does a negative action and a decree is issued for that person to receive the effect of that negative action, the light that he has built in the storage house is available to remove that negative action. We are taught that the patriarchs built these storage houses, built this energy in their good deeds and in their spiritual growth, but they never utilized it to save their negative actions. They accepted the responsibility and the cleansing associated with it, never using up their storage. The reason being is that storage protects their children, their descendants, which is us. And so if we don't have the merit, we don't have this energy in the storage house, we can draw upon our forefathers. The question is, what will you leave for your children? The third pasuk. Hashem yishmerehu v'chayehu v'yushar v'aretz v'altit nehu v'nefesh oyevav. Please notice the difference between the written, which is a yud aleph shin resh, and the saying, which is a vav aleph shin resh. Hashem will protect him in this world and give him life in the world that is coming. He shall attain supreme happiness on earth, and you, Hashem, will not deliver him over to the diabolical intentions of his adversaries. There are 9 words. We always need to question the letters to know if it's the Yesod or if it's the Chachma. But it's good to guess or listen to your intuition and determining that for yourself before you count the letters. The purpose of that is to strengthen your process in always seeking your intuition to answer, what do I do now? One letters represents Ima, actually Im, but it translates as mother. It's representing Bina, so it's a connection to the upper worlds, because Chochmah and Bina are never separated. The fourth verse. Hashem Yisadenu Al Erez Dalai Komishkago Hafhachta Bechaleyo. Hashem will protect him. Hashem, you will strengthen him on his sickbed. Even while bedridden in the throes of his illness, you will cause a sudden reversal in his condition and grant him complete recovery. This is where the energy is used up. Because you become sick as the effect of your negative actions. You recover due to the merit of your good answer, your good actions. And if you don't have the merit, you use part of the forefathers' merits. And when that is used up, the person passes away. Which is an indication that the forefathers' merit is only available to a certain level. It's not all of the merit. You can't access all of the merit of all of the Jewish world to save your life from an illness that you created for yourself. But there is a certain portion of that forefathers' merit that belongs to you, that you can access. The fifth verse. Ani amarti Hashem haneni rifa'a nafshi ki hatati la. As for me, I said, Hashem, be gracious with me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Nine words. Three letters. We've discussed both these numbers before. The nine is either Malchut or Yesod. The 33 indicates the connection to Zeranpin through the word Lag, as in Lag BaOmer. The 33rd day is dealing with the level of Yesod. The sixth verse. Oyevai omru ali matai yamut yavat shemo. My enemies speak evil about me. When will he die so that his name, Israel, will finally perish? Eight words connecting to Bina. Twenty-seven letters connecting to all of the 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the 22 and the five final forms. The seventh verse. Queen Balirot Chal Yada Berli Bo Yikbats Awen Lo Yetse Lahok Lahuts Yada Ber. And if one of them comes to see, he only feigns concern, gathering evil counsel in his heart. He waits to speak against me when he leaves. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes, looking to find all of the strength of unity to prevent succumbing to this evil slander in the thoughts of the person who is an enemy coming to visit you. It's not the person, but the person is being used as a channel from the negative system. The 8th verse. Yahad alai lachashu kol shonai alai yachshavu ra'ali. All who hate me whisper together against me. They plot evil against me, saying, 9 words. Thirty-one letters connecting to the word El, which is a name connected to the upper worlds. The 9th pasuk. Devar b'liyal yatsuk b'liyasher shakav lo yosif lakum. All his treachery has reverted against him. Now that he has lain down, he will never rise up again. This is a description of the effect of the person coming to visit the sick with evil thoughts, with selfish thoughts, wondering when will he die. Typically, those are the people like your the children who come to visit, when will I inherit? Things of this selfish-oriented nature. The 10th verse. I do want to say that not all children have these thoughts. Most don't. The 10th pasuk. Gami shilomi asher batachti. Vokelachmi igdil alai yakel. Even my close friend whom I trusted, who ate bread at my table, has lifted his heel against me to kick me down. 9 words. Two letters connecting to the 32 paths of righteousness, the 32 paths of Chachma. The 11th verse. Ve'atah Hashem chaneni v'hakimeni ve'ashama. Lachem. But you, Hashem, be gracious to me. Raise me up again, and I shall repay you. We have to be aware that it is very human to promise, if you'll only be good to me, Hashem, I will do what you want, and other forms of those kinds of ideas. It's good to say them, but it's better to do the actions so that you don't have to be in the dire straits. It's human to say them, but you didn't come down to this earth to remain human. There are six words connecting to Zerunpin. It's better when you're in dire straits to say, I caused this. I'm going to ask for help. I know that Hashem will help me. But if he doesn't, the process is helping me through its cleansing. It's easy for me to say, it's never easy to do. The 12th verse. Bezot yadati ki chafatzta di kilo yaria oyavi alai. With this I will know that you take pleasure in me, if my enemy is prevented from prevailing over me. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zeron, Din, and Malchut. It's through this unity that all negativity is cleansed. The 13th pasuk. Wani betumi tamachta bi watatsireni lefanecha leolam. And that you support me to be able to stand in my truth and in my integrity and establish me in your presence forever. Seven words connected to Zerunpin and Malchut in unity. Letters connecting to the Hebrew word El, Aleph Lamed, connecting to the level of Bina. So you find that not only do you unify with Zerunpin and Malchut, but you actually also in this verse unify with Bina, all three. And this is the energy of Yabok, the river that Jacob crossed, in order to wrestle with the angel of Edom. The 14th verse. Baruch Hashem Elohei Yisrael Mehaolam Ve'ad Haolam Amen Ve'amen. May Hashem, the God of Israel, be blessed and acknowledged as the source of all blessing, from the highest world to the lowest. Amen and amen. One day I will give a class on that phrase, amen via amen. It's a very powerful phrase.
Thank you for that.
I just haven't had the time, but Bezrat Hashem, it will happen. I'm now going to read the Hebrew in sequence. Lam naseach mizmor leDavid Ashrei maskil el gal biyom ra'ah Yemaltehu Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei Yishmerehu v'chayehu Ve'ushar baretz Yaltit Mehu Benefesh O Yevav Adonai Yohei Wahei Yisadenu Al Eres Davai Kol Mishkavo Hapakta Bechal Yov Ani Amarti Adonai Yohei Wahei Haneni rifa'a nafshi, hi hatati lach. O yevai om yomru, lali matai, yamot v'yavad shemo. V'im bali rot, dav da berli bo, ich bat sawen, lo yatse lahut, yada ber, yahad alai yit lahashu, karshan and I la lai yahshu, raali, devar bali yaal. Yatsuts bori asher shakav lo Yosif lakum gam ishelo mi asher batakti Bo okelecha lachmi higdil alai Akev ve'ata Adonai yohei wahei Pianeni v'hakimeni v'yashal malachem v'zot yedati ki hafatzta v'ki lo yariya o yevi alai v'ani b'chumi ha'tamachta v'yatatzi B'nei lefanecha le'olam Baruch Hashem Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohei Yisrael Me'ha'olam V'yad ha'olam Amen ve'amen. Does anybody have any questions? Any questions?
No, sir.
You all have Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.